What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is the Fightful Select live Q&A show for November 17th, 2023. I don't know what the schedule is going to look like next week for this show. I'll probably try to do it earlier in the week, or maybe we'll do something special on Wednesday. I don't know. There's going to be an awful lot going on, but we will. You're going to get a Q&A of some sort, and you're also going to get a CM Punk FAQ. There's just so much going on. Eric says, any words on development from the latest Bray Wyatt YouTube video, the Bray 7? Those aren't like official or from him or anything. It's just a random creator. Do you believe Billy Corgan or the House of Report or House of Wrestling Report of them cutting talent and other issues? I'm still looking into that myself. I'm sure it will be a little bit in the middle. Could AEW be signing Mickie James? Mickie James is not the signing. Any news regarding what's next for Hook? Is he just going to keep hanging with OC or what? I would love to see a feud between them. I think that OC is the right type of person for Hook to be feuding with and to be in the ring with. That's the direction that I would like to see. I saw on Twitter last week something about Tamina retiring from WWE. Any truth to that? I haven't gotten word in an official capacity from WWE, but she did post some squares on her Instagram that had people talking, but there wasn't anything, like nobody credible that I know of reported anything like that. How high are the chances AEW's new signing is Goldberg? It is not Goldberg. They have been in talks in the past, though. They have definitely had some conversations. I mean, everybody's asking about Will Ospreay and all this stuff. I'll say this. AEW last year came to terms with Chris Jericho. This year came to terms with Omega, the Bucks, Hangman. And if Ospreay lands there, well, guess who else reps Goldberg? It's Barry Bloom, who did all those deals, has a great relationship with AEW. So I wouldn't doubt that we will eventually see that. Is it weird the Bucks weren't doing local promotion for Dynamite this week? As Tony has added, Will, Hero, Jacobs, has it distanced the EVPs? I mean, I don't know that it's distanced them any more than they already were. I know that they're working on what they're doing next, which we're going to have some news on Fightful Select very soon. And Pete says, what's going on with BTE? Why have the episodes been shorts focusing on Colt and Cutler, and where are the Elite? I think Colt and Cutler will be involved in whatever the Bucks do next. That's my anticipation. Is there any possibility the signing at Full Gear being Ronda Rousey, especially after the events of Wrestling Revolver? It is not Ronda Rousey. Chances Ronda Rousey joins AEW, though. It's always possible. I can tell you that I've heard that her name has been brought up, at least. However, I don't know that is anything imminent. She happened to do this show. It was in their Wrestling Revolver did LA Week because why wouldn't they do LA Week? They've got good connections and a lot of roster out there that could do that show. But we've seen her open to doing stuff. When do you think we'll actually hear the field for a Continental Classic? Tony said after Full Gear, but surely we'd know before Wednesday. I know he's going to have some information Saturday. I don't know if it's going to be who's in it, but I would imagine that Saturday we're going to hear some names. Have you heard of AEW doing anything special for JR, the show in Oklahoma in 12/21? I have not. JR's off the road for a few weeks. Have you heard anything about WWE's offer to Julia? I can tell you this, WWE has been much more brazen and blatant about who they're interested in outside of the company. Really, since January, even when the hiring freeze was going on, I was told Switchblade, Tama Tonga, Hikaleo, like all those names. And Julia is one that sort of got out there. Okada got out there, which of course that's like me saying, you know what, as a broadcaster, I'm interested in Renee Young, Renee Paquette joining Fightful. Well, of course I am. Of course they're interested in Julia and Okada. Why wouldn't they be, right? But I haven't heard anything about the specific offer. I know that Stardom was under the impression, or at least what I had heard, that she would continue to work there and had committed to some time next year. Why hasn't WWE thought about utilizing top indie talent on a per appearance deal? Seems like the spark they need and will make bank, especially around Mania season. No, the spark they need? Jordan, my friend, WWE's a hot ticket right now. They got asses in seats. They don't need indie wrestlers. All due respect to indie wrestlers. But also, they kind of learned from what AEW and other places have done. When somebody pops up on another TV show and they get over big or make a great impression, WWE can snatch them up as well. They don't need to use anybody on a per-appearance basis. Reed says there have been talk of any wrestling companies, major wrestling companies, signing the Beast from WOW. No. I've never heard of that. I had never heard of her. I mean, honestly, I've never heard of her really doing a lot anywhere else, period. Like, I'm not sure that she's ever wrestled anywhere but WOW. And somebody who has the experience level of her, they're going to protect her. They're going to be tape matches. They're going to do whatever they can. But I mean, the majority of her matches are 2 or 3 minutes long. It is a rarity when she has more than like a 4 minute match. I think within a year or two, she's been wrestling since 2017. I think within probably a year or two, Logan Paul's probably going to have more matches than her. I haven't heard of any interest. If you did an NXT WWE fantasy league based on wins, title defenses, and whatnot, who would be some sleeper picks for you? Well, it depends on the shows involved. So I'll give you a good example. There used to be in the very early days of like MMA crossing over mainstream, there was a place called Top Gun MMA, and it was really, really ahead of its time. So far ahead of its time, it hasn't been picked up yet. But you could draft anybody in mainstream, like in the main companies. There were hundreds of names there, and they kept a database. And for your league, you could assign point values to based on if they were in UFC, Strikeforce, etc. So if you value UFC more, that was more important. Title defenses, knockouts in certain rounds, you could value that. I think that would be kind of cool if you did that, but it was like by pinfall, DQ, no contest, etc. Some sleeper picks in WWE would probably be some people that they put on TV all the time, which maybe you don't see all the time, like that work main event a ton, or somebody that's wrestling an awful lot. I mean, like if the point values were higher for title matches, obviously a guy like Gunther. In AEW, it would be somebody with like the international title who's wrestling all the time. I would probably put a tag team up there. I would say like a Johnny or a Tommaso Ciampa, because they're going to get a lot of reps. You think Logan Paul will be around WWE more since his retirement from boxing? He said, "I think I've retired from boxing to the best of my knowledge." If the right money, he'll do whatever, but I think he'll be in WWE more. With Wardlow's recent promo, could he be the leader of the Devil Group? I haven't heard that he's the leader. I think he was the guy that threw Bowens through the window. That's what I think. Sean, do you know if AEW licensing includes provision for themes to air on their inevitable streaming service so we don't get generic dubs? I haven't heard that information, but I will ask about it. They're able to use it on like the replays and stuff, so it would lead me to believe that they do. I think Tony understands the value of that. Aaron Smith says, do you ever do shows on indie wrestling? Going to my first ESW event tonight. Heath Slater will be there. Wonder what you thought about these promotions and wrestlers. I don't cover the indie beat nearly as much. Sometimes when I get some scoops on it, I do. However, Steven Jensen does here on the Weekender. Every single week he covers that stuff. He's going there and interviewing wrestlers and the like. You know, sometimes we'll cover news as it happens. We'll break stories. We broke the House of Glory match with Swerve and Speedball recently. So the limit of pretty well what I do there is break news. And then if I'm like on the GCW show, on the Black Label Pro show, I will give you a complete behind the scenes breakdown of how that works or how it comes together. With all Ryback's videos, is he likely to ever appear in a top wrestling promotion again? No. Do you think Ronda's revolver date is a one-time thing, or do you think she's still planning on wrestling? I think she'll continue to do just like, you know, as convenient for her. Like this one was close to her house. She did it. So like when it is convenient for her, I think that she'll do it. I don't think that she needs the money or anything like that. Any update on Chuck Taylor? How long is he going to be out? He's already missed a month and a half. I'll dig in a little bit more on that one. Wrestling Observer reported WWE have renewed their interest in Okada. What are the chances of him going to WWE? They have never not had interest in Okada. Like, it was never a thing where they just didn't have interest. I think for a while, because Vince is at the helm, why would Okada even consider going there? Right? He didn't like how TNA treated him. But if he likes money, this would have been a healthy, or I wouldn't say a healthy medium, but a medium between those two things. So I think now with WWE establishing that they're going to treat their foreign stars like stars, I think that I wouldn't say that it's likely or possible or anything like that. But is Danielson Okada 2 still on the table for Wrestle Kingdom? Yeah, it's announced. It's going to happen. Have you heard what people think about Punk trolling on his IG stories? I mean, nothing. It's like a little bit of content. I did have somebody that wanted me to clarify originally that they were just joking and busting balls. And then, you know, Punk lent some credibility to it. And all of a sudden, they're like, you know what? Let them run with the speculation. Why was Danhausen scrapped after announcing his return? I wish I had an answer to that one, too. And I hate not having answers for multiple things on here, but there's no way that he came back, did that return, and was supposed to be on TV, and then was just like, okay, yeah. He puts an awful lot of thought into the stuff that he does. Like, he puts an awful lot of juice into the work that he has on screen and merchandising and marketing himself and all that stuff. So that's just a freaking bummer. Says, I'm just saying Julia committed to Ice Ribbon, then signed with Stardom without telling Ice Ribbon. Well, there you go. Who do you think the World Heavyweight Championship at Mania will be? I don't think Zayn and Rollins is off the table. I think that could be a good one, even though they just did that. I think that could be a good one. So let's talk about this. Everybody's asking about the thing that I thought would be asked about all day. Will Ospreay, can you confirm or refute this? That's what I have heard as well. Don't know what else to say. That's what I have also heard. I'm going to find out, assuming it is true, I'm going to find out how it's working. Like, his deal with New Japan isn't up until the end of January. So I'm going to find out how it worked, how long is on the deal. I should have those details immediately after whatever reveal there is. I should have those details immediately here on Fightful Select. But that's from what I understand. And I know people are going to aggregate this, but there's no really reason to do it because Zarian's already kind of put it out there. And I don't have it enough to where I can just, you know, write out a report and all that stuff, but I have seen nothing to discredit Andrew Zarian's reporting. And Andrew Zarian is very good. So there's always a way. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him continue to do New Japan stuff, if that is the case. But I will have details on this on Fightful Select ASAP. Any interesting news for the AEW Women's Division, Women's Tag Titles, or new debuts? I haven't heard about tag titles. Haven't heard anything lending to that. I'm going to have some, I'll post a story today. And I'll talk about it here. I was outright told Julia Hart, whether she wins or doesn't win the TBS title, that she is set to remain a focus on these shows, which I think is very exciting. A young talent who has shown promise, dedication to the character, and gotten over, really doing great things. Also, guys, don't forget, I hate to plug this behind the paywall, but we got Grapsity right after this, and then we got the prediction show after Grapsity. Is Odyssey Jones ever going to get screen time for Raw? Why even bother calling him up? He was discussed for that Lashley Street Profits stable. I think that had even been relayed to him. Any juicy rumors for SmackDown versus Collision plans tonight? I don't know yet. I usually find out shortly before the show. Didn't TK buy out Thunder Rosa's NWA contract? So I'll tell you guys a little story. I often say that one of the parts about my job is that I have to ask a lot of important people really stupid questions, really obvious questions. And the reason for that is, even if it's obvious, I never want to report something that I am assuming. I don't think that's fair to you guys that are spending your money. So I have to ask some very obvious and stupid questions to very important people regularly. And honestly, that's what any reporter should be doing, in my estimation. You vet everything. So when there was word, oh, there's a buyout of the NWA deal, etc., I had to ask Tony, who bought who out? Did, you know, and what I meant was, did Thunder Rosa buy it out? Did AEW buy it out? And Tony said, well, yeah, it was us buying it out, but can I ask you why you think that NWA would buy out that contract, which wasn't what I was implying. And I just said, well, they put Tyrus on TV. And he said, good point. Says, I just feel like he bought out Ospreay's contract. That I can't confirm as of now. But like, what would Ospreay be prevented from doing, right? Any word on Sammy? He was scheduled for that Sega Street fight and was pulled in favor of Brian Cage. He was planned for it. Do you think we get any more loaded surprises tonight with SmackDown going head-to-head with a live Collision? I feel like, I haven't heard that one or the other is going to pull out all the stops, but I feel like one of them will do something that raises eyebrows. What is Speedball's contract status? I'll have an update on that soon. But do you see him signing with AEW when he's free? I see him getting an offer when he's free, but it is no time soon. Mercedes Moné said on an interview this week that she would be back in the ring in 2024. Then I hear rumblings about her possibly being at Full Gear. She is not. Okay, I don't want to say she's not going to be at Full Gear. She could be at Full Gear for all I know, but she is not planned as the signing, at least according to what AEW people are telling talent and staff. It says, do you think she would say that and try to throw people off? Oh, hell yeah, I think she would try to throw people off. Mercedes is a super worker. Hell yes, she would say that to throw people off. Yes, absolutely. It's Mercedes, man. She enjoys that type of stuff based on what I've seen. Still think there's a 20% chance Punk goes to WWE. Yep, there's always a chance. There's always a chance. You will never see me say absolutely never happening. Chances AEW and Fox becomes a thing if for some reason the WBD thing doesn't work out. I think it is possible because Fox has had an interest in wrestling and didn't think that the margins made sense for them. But with AEW, they're not going to be paying a lot for that, relatively speaking, compared to WWE. BBQ Dad says, there's a reason why Triple H doesn't do media calls before a big show like Tony Khan and Shawn Michaels do. The fact that Shawn Michaels does them and Triple H does not is weird to me. Well, Shawn Michaels used to. He's the one who kind of brought those in style. He did them in NXT a whole lot. I got a lot of really valuable questions answered there. One of our biggest clips was us asking him about Britt Baker appearing on screen. I got quotes for my Inside the Royal Rumble feature on one of those. That's why I always tell you guys that just because somebody's at a media press conference and they're not asking something controversial, they might be looking for something else on the assignment. But he used to. I don't think that he needs to now for WWE. They do enough promotion for it. Shawn Michaels are great. His are the best right now. It used to be Triple H's. Then it became Tony's. Now it's Shawn Michaels, man. His are the best. Any rumors on anything TNA is looking to do for Hard to Kill that might make a buzz? Assuming debuts are possible. So I'll say this, and I've said this numerous times before. I was told long ago, always expect a debut or a return at a major Impact show or taping. And not that it's going to happen every single time, but that it's very, very likely and it's very, very possible. Sean, any word on how the family of Jay Briscoe is doing? I know his daughters initially had the fundraisers for their injuries, but I haven't heard any updates on them. Listen, I appreciate the question, but that is also something that I'll leave those up to the family wherever they want those done. Hey, Sean, any updates on Rebel's return? Thanks. I scheduled a story about this for next weekend on Fightful Select. It's set for when I travel. What is the biggest compliment you can give Triple H and Tony Khan as bookers? What is the biggest criticism you can give them as bookers? I feel like Tony Khan has gotten away from some of the heart of AEW, which is title shots based on merit. But at the same time, I think that he books matches that he thinks that people in the audience will go, oh, damn, I am very glad that I came here to see this. And the biggest compliment I can give him is that he created an alternative. The biggest compliment I can give to Triple H is that things have made infinitely more sense since he took over than under Vince. The biggest criticism I can give, also for Tony, book more women. As far as the biggest criticism of Triple H, I think that there are people that just kind of vanish from TV a little too often. And that's something you could say with Tony as well. Sean, any word on a third brand taking a legit step in 2023 like GCW, MLW, or OVW? MLW, you know, is going to continue to exist. I think they'll just always be around. GCW, I don't see what they can do to grow unless, like, for some, like, before that gets taken out of context, I mean, like, I think they know their audience so well, and they're very smart about that, too. And when big shows are appropriate, they're like, that's when we're doing our big show. And this is what we'll attach ourselves to. And this is what we'll do on our own. They're very smart about that. And when I say like, I don't know how they can grow. I mean, like expand that specifically. I'm sure they've got ideas, but it wouldn't surprise me to see just like out of the blue. It is something that we'll just see where they do like a 1 hour show, I don't want to say a clip show, but like a produced show. Sean, is there any possibility for an alternative after show for NXT? I respect Alex and Kate Sour Graps as a fan. Style is not for me. No shave. We love a more positive take on NXT. I understand it. I get it. I wanted a more fair take on Raw. That's why Alex wasn't on the Raw thing. Right now, we don't have any plans for that for NXT, for that in general, because anybody but Alex and Kate would be a gigantic money loser on there. That's just the reality that we face in that situation. And right now, after spending years losing money on Fightful, we are not interested in losing money. If anybody has like podcast pitches or something like that, one of the first things I mention usually is, what is your monetization plan? How can you do that? Because just putting you and somebody on a screen, unless you're like a big name that can conjure that, isn't going to generate super chats or ads or anything like that. Like, am I going to have to sell the ads for it? Probably. Are you going to be able to conjure up super chats? We'll see. But if we don't make our money back on it, at least, I'm not trying to get into many of those. We already don't make our money back on a couple of shows, so not looking to do that again. And at this point, adding an NXT show to Select would be a money loser as well. We wouldn't add the however many subscriptions that it would take to pay for it. Could the signing be Brie Bella? No. Mania 40 in Philly, is there a name or two you'd love to see inducted in the Hall of Fame? Paul Heyman, without a doubt. Paul Heyman. That's the one that I look at and I'm like, damn, I would like to see him main event it. It would have been cool if this was Rob Van Dam's year, but 2021 it was. but Paul Heyman's the biggest one. What match do you think is going to steal the show at Full Gear? The four-way tag. Thoughts on WWE uploading the Orton-Barrett match that has Punk on commentary, then setting it to private. Just, I think they did it, didn't realize, you know what? People will start talking about Punk as a result, and then pulled it. That's what I think. Hey, Sean, I'd like to know if WWE or AEW have any interest in signing Deonna Purrazzo if she leaves TNA soon, or did she re-sign with the company? She has not re-signed with the company. I would imagine she is going to have interest all over the place. We are wrapping up. Derek says, you had mentioned you had had some injuries from MMA and wrestling. Can you give us a quick rundown? Yeah. So I'll start from the head. I've had two concussions. One was real bad. I had post-concussion syndrome for over a year. I wouldn't say quite a year and a half, but over a year. As a result of that, I developed vertigo and got sick in vehicles. I wasn't allowed to do a lot. I cracked a vertebrae in my neck in 2009, and it got misdiagnosed. Developed some scar tissue around there. It presses down a nerve that runs down my right arm. I still have some trouble with that, but I've done a lot of stuff to kind of fix that. Had chipped teeth, if you count those as injuries and all that, but from sparring and the like. Messed up both my shoulders. I've got bursitis, tendonitis, stuff like that, you know, common. But I broke my collarbone in a car accident, and it got misdiagnosed as well. I didn't know until I went to the doctor, and she goes, when did you break your collarbone? I was like, I didn't. And she goes, yeah, you did. Whoops. I had like a little meniscus tear, just like a little one, no big deal. Had a slight tear in my oblique muscle. Fractured my ankle. I think it was like a small fracture in my ankle twice, and sprains and stuff like that. But I mean, so many sprains happen when you do stuff like that, that it's, you take your few weeks off. That's pretty much it. You're good to go. But yeah, it's going on with Sue Young and Impact TNA. She's been doing the indies, and TNA hasn't brought her back. I don't think she's there anymore. I mean, I haven't heard of her being there at all. She hasn't been in creative plans or anything of the like that I've heard of. She's still on the roster page, but there's a lot of situations there where it's per appearance and you don't get paid if you're not there anyway. But I hadn't heard of any plans to use her. Who would you want to see in the Rumble as a surprise next year? You know what? Let me, Rob Van Dam in, no, it's not in Philly. Where the hell is it? Tampa. There's not anybody, any Florida names that I can think of. Oh, let me think on that for a minute. Any truth Cody and CM Punk were in the bidding to buy ROH? Cody had denied that to me before. He had implied no. Man, Royal Rumble surprise. Cardona would always be fun. It'd always be fun. Guys, I am hopping off of here. I appreciate you all so much. Until next time, we're out.